AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. President Obama says last week's San Bernardino Health Center shooting was in fact terrorism, but the bloodshed is no reason to give in to fear. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports.
The president says the gun-wielding California couple may not have joined a terror network, but they had stockpiled weapons and, in his words, gone down the dark avenue of radicalization.
So this was an act of terrorism designed to kill innocent people.
And in a rare Oval Office speech, he acknowledged the terror threat has entered a new phase. Yet he says the U.S. will overcome it and there's no reason for fear.
Instead, we will prevail by being strong and smart. Resilient and relentless.
And not, he says, by turning on Muslims or sending a large ground force to the Mideast, which is exactly what Islamic State militants want. Mark Smith at the White House.
Syrian refugees are scheduled to arrive in Texas on Monday after the state eased up in its legal fight against resettlement agencies and the federal government. 12 Syrians, including 6 children, are expected to arrive in Dallas and Houston on Monday, joining relatives already settled in Texas. Another 9 refugees arrive in Houston Thursday. Parisians attended a concert that was delayed by terrorism.
Bonsoir, Paris!
Singer Bono as U2 prepared to play the Paris concert that was supposed to happen just days after extremists attacked the city on November 13th. The band paid respects to the 130 people killed in the mass shootings there last month and to the 14 killed in a mass shooting in California. Names of the Paris attack victims were projected on a huge video screen in the arena. A man authorities say stole 2 vehicles at gunpoint in separate carjackings was shot and killed by Seattle police Sunday after firing at officers during a high-speed chase. This is AP Radio News. Dozens of police locked down a shopping mall in Southern California after robbers smashed the counters at a jewelry store, setting off panic as people confused the sound of breaking glass with gunfire. Police in Riverside said the robbery inside the Galleria at Tyler Mall triggered a large police response Sunday evening. After police determined the suspects had fled, the shoppers were allowed to leave. Jimmy Carter says his most recent brain scan showed no signs of cancer. The former president says he'll continue to receive doses of a recently approved autoimmune drug to help his body seek out cancer cells in his body. Carter gave the news also to his Bible study class at the Maranatha Baptist Church in Plains, Georgia.
They had developed a new medicine called pembrolizumab. I want all of you to remember that name, if you will. Pembrolizumab.
Carolina Panthers are still perfect on the NFL season, beating the Saints 41-38. I'm Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.